This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Anti-Brexit protesters gathered outside Britain's parliament. Chanting stop the coup after Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday that Parliament would be suspended until mid-October. Protesters claim Johnson's aim was to give his political opponents less time to block a no-deal Brexit before the October 31st withdrawal deadline. The new British leader's unexpected announcement threw the debate over Brexit into a new uproar 3 years after voters narrowly decided to leave the EU, 46 years after it joined the 28 nation bloc. Having largely spared Puerto Rico, Hurricane Dorian is expected to change into a major hurricane in the coming days. The storm will move toward the northern Bahamas and the U.S. mainland as it strengthens. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says residents along the southern U.S. state of Florida's east coast need to be ready for the storm.
We could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really, we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials. So incredibly important. And listen to the latest forecast.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Thursday that storm had maximum sustained winds of 140 kilometers per hour. Forecasters expect the center of Dorian to approach the northern Bahamas by late Saturday and Florida on Sunday or Monday. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says if the United States wants to engage in negotiations, it must observe the 2015 agreement that limited Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said he is accepting the help of 4 Chilean aircraft in the fight against wildfires in the Amazon rainforest. He's also renewing his criticism of French President Emmanuel Macron. Bolsonaro again accused the French leader of calling him a liar over a dispute over how to contain the raging wildfires. The president also said he will not accept relativizing sovereignty when it comes to the Amazon. Bolsonaro's remarks came one day after he said his country will accept $20 million in aid from G7 countries to battle the wildfires, only if Macron retracts what Bolsonaro considers offensive remarks. While Bolsonaro said Brazil is willing to accept bilateral offers of aid, he accused Germany and France of trying to buy the sovereignty of Brazil. China has deployed a fresh contingent of troops into its military base in Hong Kong amid the territory's worst political crisis since returning to Chinese rule in 1997. A state-run news agency described Thursday's deployment as a routine rotation of personnel and equipment into the People's Liberation Army's garrison in the financial hub. Hong Kong has been gripped by nearly 3 months of heated and often violent protests that began as demonstrations against a controversial extradition bill, but have since evolved into calls for greater democracy and an independent probe into allegations of police brutality. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived in the U.S.'s New York City following a transatlantic trip on a solar-powered sailboat. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The 16-year-old will be attending a global warming conference at the United Nations. She led weekly protests in Sweden.
We need to stop destroying nature and our war against nature must end.
She refused to fly because of the carbon cost of plane travel. Thunberg calls global warming a global crisis.
The biggest crisis humanity has ever faced, and if we don't manage to work together, to cooperate, and to work together despite our differences, then we will fail.
Thunberg's message to President Trump about global warming.
Listen to the science, and he obviously doesn't do that.
She plans to focus on spreading awareness. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Donald Trump's Mideast envoy says details of the U.S. peace plan will not be revealed until after next month's Israeli election. Trump said Monday parts of the political portion of the peace deal could be made public before the election. We have this full story for you on VOAnews.com. Go there to read it. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.